Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the Mayor of Evanston, Illinois, recorded July 4, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
Magazine?
No, I know about the article on the crime, and I have it at home, but I have not read it.
Mm.
But we certainly know that it's a tremendous problem in the United States. Perhaps throughout the world, but certainly here.
It is not a problem that fact there is disease and there is remedy also. And as much as the disease is chronic, the remedy is also costly. So, in the Western countries, do not mind, they are not trying to educate first-class men. And that is the reason. This advancement, technical knowledge, to have nice motor cars or big buildings, highways, this is very good, but this is not the aim of life.
No, material things should not be.
They are missing the aim of life. That is it. The aim of life is not according to Vedic, but anyone, the aim of life is how to realize God. That is it. In the animal life or in other lives, less important than the human being, there is no question of God realization. In the human life, the civilized human life, there is religion. It doesn't matter whether one is Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Buddhist. These are the principal religions of the world. So any civilized man must be inquisitive to know what is the original source of everything. That philosophy is there. It is called Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. Perhaps you have heard name Vedanta philosophy. Veda means knowledge and Anta means end. In the materialistic way of knowledge, they did not find any end. And they accepted that this is progress. But one must come to the end of the knowledge, what is the ultimate knowledge. So, generally, they are missing. What is the ultimate? We are searching after knowledge in so many ways, but what is the ultimate knowledge? The ultimate knowledge, Vedanta, means end of knowledge. End of knowledge means to understand the original source of everything. Athāta brahma jñāna. The human inquisitiveness should be up to that point. What is the origin of everything? because human life is not a spot that the Western people are lacking that understanding. We are thinking that this duration of life, say for 50 to 100 years, that is all. No. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, that this body is not everything. We have to accept another body after death. Tatha dehantara prapti, as we are accepting different bodies in our this span of life, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age. This is the example. And after this world life, after this body is useless, then I accept another. And again another chapter of life begins. And at my next life, next body, I am creating. Karanam gunasangas. Infection. This life, if I infect some disease, I am creating the disease. If I infect a smallpox disease, then I must develop the disease. How it is certain way working, that we cannot see. But if somehow I am infected some disease, somewhere it will be manifested. It will manifest. We cannot check. So, in this material world, there are three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. As we associate, we develop a type of body. So this crime means they do not get good association. Naturally, they are developing. And now these boys, they are also Americans and Europeans. They are getting good association. And they are becoming free from all bad habits. We generally check bad character on the basis of illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling.
Yes.
So they were habituated to us because that is a system in the European American side. But now they are free. And that is Professor Judas remark in his letter. Have you got that? Yes. He has written on both Hare Krishna and counter culture about our movement. Yes, read all our books. You have sold all the books. So he appreciates. Many gentlemen appreciate. Even the priestly class, they also appreciate. So this is a movement which is trying to create at least a section to become first class. The first class man does not mean that he is nicely dressed or very rich or very opulent. Generally, of course, a first class man means a good parentage, good education, good looking, and nicely rich. that is the stand hand. But that may be first-class position. But first-class man is different. First-class man means he's self-controlled in the mind, he's undisturbed, he's truthful, he's very clean inside and outside, he's very simple, tolerant, full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge, and believe in God. This is first class. If there is no mention that he is rich, he is beautiful bodily, or he is educated, this is the result of education. Real education means that he is self-controlled. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses, truthful, he'll speak truth in any circumstances, even to his enemy, he'll speak the truth. And clean, and very simple, and tolerant. And any knowledge, he has got some strength over it. Ultimate knowledge, Brahma, he believes in that and he has not. Brahma jana siddhi brahmana, this is first class. So it is not expected that everyone will become first class. But there must be a section in the society, ideal first class. And they will be advised to the rest. These brahmanas, they do not take part in politics. But those who are politicians, administrators, they should take advice from this person. How to rule, how to control. What is the idea? So the ruling class, they are called Kshatriyas. Find out this verse.
Samadhamatapasamcham, Sankhya Rajivam Evacha, Jnanam Vijnanam Ashtikyam, Pramakarma Samadhajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge and
religiousness.
These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work.
This is first class. The
second
class man.
So yam tejo vidya dasyam yudhe chapi apalayanam dana mishvara bhavacha shatnam karma sabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the qualities
that
work for the Kshatriyas.
That is second. And the third class?
Krishi Gaurakshya Bhanijam, Vaishya Karnava Sabhavajam, Paricharatmakam Karnava Sudrashyati Sabhavajam. Farming, cattle raising, and business are the qualities.
That is not cattle raising, that is
cow
protection.
Farming. That is
correct.
Yes.
Goraksha. Go. They take it capitalism.
Yes.
I think I do as
capitalism.
No, it is especially mentioned. Goraksha. You see Goraksha Bhanijam Vaishakarma Svabha. And then?
Parisharatmakam Karma.
Sudhakarma. And to serve under somebody, that is Sudra. So at the present moment, people are being educated to serve under somebody. Technology, one is very expert in some particular line of technology. Say, computer, machine, we know how to operate. big qualification. But unless he gets a job under some big establishment, he's useless. He cannot live independent. The first-class man will live independent. The second-class man also will live independent. And the third-class man, they will also live independent. Those who cannot live independently, they're fourth class. So at the present moment, we are simply creating fourth class man. The fourth class man, they are prone to be degraded. If you don't raise them to become first class, they must degrade. That is the position of the present civilization. We are creating all fourth class men and gradually they are degrading. So now you should take up very seriously how you can create some first class men. First class, second class, third class. If you simply remain at the fourth grade, technology. Technology means we have to serve under somebody. This industry, that is also the same thing. Hundreds and thousands of men are working. They are fourth class men. And Sudra, just that formerly an Indian village, is still there. They are self-supported. Suppose there is a blacksmith. If you require some black iron instrument, you go there and he will prepare immediately. Say an oil crusher, extracting oil. So we were self-supported. Now these things have been taken in large scale, that is called industry. But actually these things are meant for the Shudras, fourth class. So the problem is that if we keep men fourth class or increase only fourth class men, so these things are automatic, the result of that. Therefore, and in the Western countries, especially everywhere, all over the world, the attempt should be how to create first class, second class, at least these two classes require. Good politicians, administrators, and good advisors. This program we are placing before the world. This is Krishna consciousness. So, I would suggest that in your country you are resourceful. You can take up this movement very seriously. And it is not expected that 7% of the population will become first class. But there must be ideal groups of first class, second class, third class, and the rest fourth class. That is it.
It takes a great deal of discipline to try to achieve these ideals, and that's one thing that seems to be difficult these days, especially in young people, having any sense of a need for discipline at all.
Discipline. He says it's difficult.
Young people
today have no sense of discipline. They don't know what it means to be
a discipline. How they can be? They are not trained up. From the very beginning. But being trained up, there is another four divisions. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. These are the training divisions. So, for the first class, second class, third class, they, all the students, they trained up as brahmachari. Student life. Brahmachari means celibacy. Live under the direction of the teacher and accept all kinds of hardship under the teacher's or the spiritual master direction. Children, they can easily take it. If a child, a small child, I ask him, my dear child, you take my shoes and keep it there, he'll immediately agree. He has no sense, no, he's asking me to take the shoes. He'll immediately agree. Even he is a very rich man, sir. So this life is advice that a student lives just like a menial servant of the teacher or the spiritual master. And they agree. We have got good instances, and he's coming from the first class family, Brahman family, or Kshatriya family, or Vaishya family, first, second class. So, even Shudra family, he can learn us. So, Brahmacharya. Then, if he can remain without wife, without opposite sex, then he continues to remain as Brahmacharya. He is encouraged. This process encourages to remain Brahmacharya. Yeah, don't take to sex life. It is entailed with so many difficulties. Practice to remain a Brahmacharya. It will save so much trouble. But if he is unable, the teacher sees, then he is allowed to marry. Marriage. He is trained up, Brahmacharya. When he marries, he lives with wife under rules and regulations. Not like cats and dogs. And then, because he had previous training, at a certain age, he gives up family life. That is called vanaprastha. Panchasodhang vanang vrajat. The vanaprastha life is accepted generally after 50th year, not earlier. Then the husband and wife travels all over spiritual sanctified places. In India there are so many places. So in this way, there is no sex in the vanaprastha. Simply the wife remains as assistant. And she also practices austerities. And then the husband, when he is fully mature, he sends wife back to his elderly children to take care of her, and he takes on that. So this is spiritual advancement, and in sannyas life, one is absolutely dedicated for the service of God. In this way, his life becomes perfect. And according to his perfection, he gets next birth in a higher planetary system, the upper planets, planetary system, there is Sargalok up to the third class. And then above that, there are Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Satyalok, Brahmalok. And beyond that, there is spiritual world. So in this way, life becomes perfect. If you want, you can go to the spiritual world. Spiritual world means no more accepting this material body. And so long we are in this material world, we repeat one body after another. And if we degrade ourselves to become criminals, then we degrade to the hellish planet, down this universe. So, human civilization means by nature's way, by evolutionary process, he has come to this body of human being. He should now decide so whether he should remain in this chain of birth and death, or he should get out of it and go to this future. This training depends. So, throughout the whole world, there is no such institution to study all these facts. They are going just like for classmen. They have decided out of their own accord that there is no life after death. Young men say that there is no old age, but nature will not agree. Your next life is old age, that is natural. You cannot say, son, I don't believe. You believe and not believe, you will come. Similarly, you believe and not believe, your next life is there. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out. Dehinasmin yathadehi kaumarju nindara tatha dehantara prapti virastatvanamayya. Yes.
As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
So, this education is required. America is resourceful and they are intelligent. And the movement is already there, Hare Krishna movement. People are appreciating the idea. So if we get little cooperation from the authorities, we can push on this movement more solidly. So you are the chief of this city. If you give us some facility, then we can be useful to counteract this pollution.
Well, we'd like to cooperate, and we certainly need a different approach, I think, because we're not being successful now. I'm trying to...
No, this way you'll never be successful. It will degrade more and more. So, our process is very simple. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. That we chant, what is the letter? Professor Judas? Just read that.
I feel certain my book will help people both to understand the teachings of Krishna and of his descent as Chaitanya, and to realize how Krishna consciousness has transformed lives from drug addicted hippies to loving servants of Krishna and humanity.
This is his study. He has written a book. So we can stop this, provided we are given the facility to Atma.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I was thinking, just in front, there is a very nice house, big house. You have knowledge about this house?
No,
What is that building?
We are right across the street from Marywood, yes. We're going to have as a city hall.
You have decided?
Yes, just 2 weeks ago, actually, the council was...
So is it not possible to use this house at least for some time for this movement?
I'm not sure what the time schedule is, but it's my impression that they were going to start remodeling it for city purposes later this year. It's about a $3 million project, both for the purchase of the land from the sisters and the remodeling, you know, to make it suitable for various city needs. And then they're going to the city is now located in 9 different locations, that is their facilities. And they're trying to incorporate them all in this one place, so that people need city services, they can just go one place and get
But this is more important. City service is going on, but criminals are increasing. So why not give us little opportunity?
Certainly discuss this with the city manager and see how
it
can be worked out.
So if we get a good place with the cooperation of the authorities, then our simple program is that, as Professor Judah has remarked, drug addicted hippies, they have been turned into devotees. We shall invite anyone to come and chant this Hare Krishna mantra and take prasadam. And I began this movement in New York alone, and these boys gradually came to me. But my process was this, chanting and giving them prasadam. He is one of the original students here. So this process, very simple process, everyone will be able to accept it. Chant, dance, and take it. Within that process, everything will be. Then we'll understand. They'll read these books. They are practical examples. I am poor Indian, I did not bribe them, neither have money. So, and now they have dedicated their life for this purpose. So I want to do it in a large scale.
Yes.
But I have no money. So if the authorities give me a place and for feeding them necessary food stuff, then I am sure it will be successful. These two things I want. I don't want any charges for my mantra, no. My mantra is open, Hare Krishna, and there is no charge for it. And I have no necessity. I require two clothing and two chapatis, anyone can do. I thought Chicago is one of the important cities of the country. And when I first came and saw, they said, this is better. So I thought, if this house can be utilized in the beginning, and we invite anyone, especially young men, come here, live with us, at least for 1 week, and associate with this chanting, dancing, and we give nice prasadam. There is no difficulty. We can attend. And if the authorities give us this facility at least for 1 year, then we shall talk of permanent. They can see the result.
Would you use the facility then as sort of a center for all of the United States?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We invite. As soon as they have gotten leisure hour, let them come. And live with us for 1 week and see the result. They can live forever, it doesn't matter. But for experimental sense, they can come and live with us and associate with us. It is not difficult. And we invite everyone. We have no such discrimination that black, white, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, no, anyone. It is universal. Because we consider every living entity is part and parcel of God. That is the fact. We are teeny gods. part and parcel. The same quality we absorb in minute quantity. Quality is the same, quantity is less. So, God is good. So, we are also good. But we have become bad under circumstances. That's why under infection one becomes diseased. So if we cure that infection, again he becomes good. So it is a curing process. It is not an external, artificial thing imposed upon somebody. No. His goodness is there. That's why generally a man is healthy. But by infecting some disease, he becomes diseased. So this material way of life is a kind of infection. So we have to cure that. And this is our process. And it has become successful. So therefore, this problem of your country, I was this morning also lecturing that you take up this movement very seriously and save your country. And if you save America means you save the whole world, because others are falling. So you can do it very easily. That is my appeal to the authorities of the American administration. But I do not want anything. For your country, man, for your misguided youthful generation, you have to do it. That is my motto. Otherwise, there is no other thing.